Well, as we've just heard, there are fears that the Tokyo Olympics might have to be cancelled. So is the Japanese government up to handling the outbreak? Koichi Nakano is a political science professor at Sophia University in Tokyo. He spoke to our reporter, Eleni Soltis.
When the crisis unfolded in China, the Japanese government wasted at least 2 weeks and more by simply, you know, sort of watching and hoping that it doesn't come to Japan. And even after the first case of infection domestically was known, and also even after the first person deceased on a human-to-human transmission of the disease inside Japan, they basically were still sort of, you know, refusing to admit that the spread is happening inside Japan and didn't take even budgetary measures to boost the response. So I don't think, you know, you can say that there's not a man-made aspect to the disaster that is unfolding in the Japanese case.
So how confident are you Tokyo can safely host the Olympics?
I think it's really getting, you know, looking worse and worse at the moment. At this point, I think, you know, one thing that is all already for sure is that the Japanese government handling of the outbreak has really undermined the confidence of the foreign community in Japan in particular, in the Japanese government's ability. And that includes the foreign correspondents who cover Japan on a daily basis as well. So negative news in terms of, you know, not enough information provided to anybody, let alone in English or in other foreign languages, you know, the dubiousness about the statistics or, you know, alleged refusals of conducting tests even. These are things that the government needs to also, you know, come clear on.
Professor Nakano, do you see the Olympics going ahead?
At this point, if I had to bet, I think it looks really quite uncertain. They may still go ahead with an Olympics without any audience or whatever, but I think, you know, that would be not only humiliating for Japan, but also the economic consequences of no visitors to Japan is going to be tremendous. So I'm sure they're going to try to avoid that at all cost. But could they really do that? Because even if the spread starts to slow down or stop for Japan in the coming weeks, well, if it's going to continue to spread in other parts of the world, then again, in this instance, that will be beyond Japan's control.
Koichi Nakano from Sophia University in Tokyo, speaking there to Eleni Soltis.